Hello, welcome to The Appointed Encounter. I am Yvette Houghton and we are back. I hope all is going well with everyone. Took a weekend off to just enjoy my Mother's Day weekend. I pray that all mothers out there had a wonderful day. I know that we have been quarantined with our families, but most certainly God has allowed us to spend this time with our families and just rekindle that which breaks apart in everyday life when we just kind of go about doing what we have to do. It is a beautiful, beautiful May day. It is Sunday, actually May 17th, a beautiful day here where I am. So my windows are wide open, and so you'll probably hear some cars driving by and everything. But we're going to go on in the name of the Lord. We are going to continue with our study in the book of John, chapter number 4. We are actually to verse number 9. And so as you're listening, I want to make sure that you like and share the podcast. Please subscribe so that you don't miss any more episodes. And share this with your friends and family and on your social media so that everyone can listen and we can share in this teaching together. So again, we are at verse number 9 in John chapter 4, and it reads, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And so we have been over this, that the Jews don't even like going through Samaria, that there is such a long-standing feud between them, somewhat to say, that the Jews go around. They kind of go to the east and go over the Jordan River and come all the way around if they need to go to Galilee, the Galilean area, or if they're coming from Galilee to get to Jerusalem, which is what is normally a three-day journey if they went through the region of Samaria. They take the long route in going around, again, to the east and coming over the Jordan River after traveling that whole way around. A five-day journey, you know, turns into, you know, a three-day journey turns into a five-day journey because of the animosity between two peoples. This animosity is not just going back hundreds and maybe thousands of years, but this animosity also goes back just a little over 100 years from this time. There had been the Maccabeans who went through and they destroyed the temple on Mount Gerizim, which is where the Samaritans worshipped. And so, you know, it hit us a very sore spot because that's where they worshipped. And it's where they felt was the place to worship. We don't have to go up to Jerusalem. And the Maccabeans came in. John, their priest king, the Hasmonean priest king, John Hyrcanus, in 128 BC, so just before Christ was born, not that long, you know, we're talking 128 years had been the destruction of their temple. And so the animosity has grown even greater. And so where in a place where you travel and when nighttime falls, you find some place to stay, and where you have a people, lands that you open up your house, you open up your places for somebody, a weary traveler, to stay so that they are not out in the elements, so that they are not out where people can rob and kill them. And the Samaritans, because of what happened with the Maccabeans destroying their temple, the animosity once again grew even greater. And so now we just hate each other. And this is the environment that Jesus is in. This is the environment of the days of Jesus as he walked this earth. And you have him now coming to this place. He comes to Samaria, and he comes to go through Samaria because it was a must needs moment. Remember, we talked about in verse 4 that he must needs go through Samaria. And so he goes through Samaria and he gets to this city just outside the city called Sychar. And here comes this woman to the well who it's an odd time for her to come to the well at noontime. We've talked about this. It's odd for her to come when most came to the well in the evening time because it's cooler. But she's coming in the middle of the day, in the heat of the day when the sun is at its most. And you have this Jewish man who has happened upon the scene. So she thinks he happened upon the scene, but he must needs get through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. And she happens upon him at the well that Jacob, their father, had dug, that Jacob, their father, left to Joseph, his son. And he's there at a well that is not just special to the Samaritans, but this is special also to the Israelis. And so when Jesus happens upon this well, he comes to this well and he's sitting on a common place, something that is common ground where he could kind of discuss things. Let's find that thing that is common to us where we can have a conversation. And so this woman is saying to him, "You're a Jew. Why are you asking me, a Samaritan woman, for something to drink? You're sitting on Father Jacob's well and you're asking me for a drink. Y'all don't even talk to us." Now Jesus has found common ground. And so here we have an instance where this encounter that is getting ready to take place is taking place on common ground. And so as we go about our daily lives, as we go about talking to people, as we go about those who we think are our enemies, we need to learn to find common ground. Even as we're talking with each other and we're of different denominations and we're of different parts of the body of Christ and we don't necessarily agree on all things, we need to learn to find the common ground that we can now carry on a conversation and learn of one another. There is an encounter that we are to have with people where we have to find common ground with them so that now I can sit and expound upon the word of God with you. Now I can sit and tell you about this Jesus. Now I can sit and talk to you about your life and let you know that, you know, everything that you thought, this is what it really is. Let me explain this to you here on our common ground. Our common ground is going to give us the opportunity. It opens up the door for us to now reveal the full truth of the matter. And so, my friends, I say to you on today, please, as you're going about, find the common ground with people, because when you find the common ground, then you can have a peaceful opportunity and a peaceful conversation with someone where you're not offensive to them and they receive what you say. And then we have a moment where an entire town can be transformed. An entire town can come to Jesus. But if you don't find the common ground in order to even carry on a conversation, you're gonna go nowhere. Again, I want to invite you to like and to share this podcast. You can find the podcast at podbean.com, The Appointed Encounter at podbean.com. podcast.theappointedencounter.com. You can listen to it on Google Podcasts. Again, it's available on Podbean. You can visit my website, theappointedencounter.com. If you have any comments or anything, please pop me an email at yvette@theappointedencounter.com. Again, like and share this podcast. Subscribe to it. I truly thank you for listening to the podcast, and find the common ground in the encounters that we are having with people. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Be safe.